Time to talk Dancing with the Rockford Stars, which is happening this Saturday night already, Ryan.
It's crazy how it's already come up. I remember when I first moved to Rockford, this was one of the main events that happened once I first got here, and here we are again.
And you were sweating it out then, and you may be sweating it out again in the future.
Every time I see Stacey Lidvall, I start to sweat more and more profusely because I know...
She's going to ask you to be a contestant.
Yes.
You and Nikki.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that'd be
fun. Or me and somebody. I don't know who, but...
I mean, we've got plans for you. This could be a lot of fun.
Am I a part of these plans?
Possibly you are. Yeah, maybe.
Well, I mean, like, do I have autonomy in these plans?
No, or
are
they just made for me? You just do what you're told.
Okay,
so Stacey, right into that microphone, pull that closer to you there. Tell us about Dancing with the Rockford Stars. I hear you are sold out.
We are sold out on tickets. We actually sold out probably the beginning of October this year. But there's still a lot of ways to be involved in our event. We, of course, have our five celebrity couples that dance, and we pair them with a local dance company to learn their routine and perform, and they gather votes for us throughout the course of their dance instruction and the night of. So if you are interested in supporting in that way, you can go onto our website and vote for one of our five couples, and maybe next year we'll see Ryan's name on that list.
Maybe you will.
He says, rolling
Maybe
his eyes.
Maybe you'll see Steve's.
I was a judge for numerous years, and once one of our contestants was from Midwest Family Radio, that I took myself off the judging panel because it wouldn't be fair if I gave that person a 10. They'd say, well, it's because you work with that person. So I haven't been back since.
I feel like, you know, said... competing couples might have wished that you were on that table at that time. I hear that that's a little bit of a contentious thing, right?
Yeah, they missed by one point,
just
which would have been
bit.
My point. Yeah, that's okay. but regardless, it's a great event. It's going to a great cause. What do you do with all the funds that are being raised from this one event?
All of the funds go back to Family Counseling Services. We are a local counseling organization that provides a variety of mental health services for clients throughout Boone and Winnebago counties. We provide these services to anybody. It doesn't matter if you have the money to pay or not. And as we know, so many people in our community are underinsured or have no insurance. And we want to make sure that they are able to access the mental health services that they need.
Which it's is important. Outstanding.
It, yeah,
so again, where's this at and what time does it start?
The event this year is at the Tabala Events Center over on Newburgh. And it's this Saturday at 6 p.m.
So set the stage for us just a little bit. Dancers, judges, who are they this year?
We have five dancing couples this year. We have Elder and Ella Granger, and they are competing with the help of Beauty and Motion Dance Arts with Brandy Mather.
Okay.
We also have Dana and John Krischke, and they are working with Brooke LeMaster with Miss LeMaster's School of Dance.
Okay.
Tom and Mary Ann Mattis are working with Jenny Voss out of Evolve Dance Company. And we have Jake and Elise Schlichting working with Taylor Marchie Banks and Stephanie Foster with Rockford Dance Company.
Oh, cool.
And this year for our media couple, we have Eric Wilson is dancing with his daughter, Allison.
Oh, cool.
And they are actually working on, you know, they do a lot of events with Starlight Theater. Mm-hmm. So Michael Cornejo is a instructor choreographer with Starlight. And so they are working with him this year.
That's very cool.
It's going to be Footloose all over again.
Who gets to throw up the tens this year? Who's throwing up the tens and the nines?
The judges. This year we have Sarah Dady as our judge. We also have Lindsay Garcia. She is with J&J Productions. It's a dance studio that has previously worked with our couples. She's gone through some changes this year and wasn't able to actually sign up to choreograph, but wanted to remain involved. So we have Lindsay as our professional judge.
Oh, she's the one who actually knows what's going on.
Yeah, exactly right.
And then our third judge is right here out of Midwest Family, and it's going to be Kevin Haas.
Oh, that's a great judge.
Well, I'm just going to be honest with you.
He takes nothing seriously.
I'm going to be honest with you. Just going to be honest with you. I don't like it.
Uh-oh.
I love this combination. I do.
You scared me for a moment.
I get her every time I do that. Well, Stacey Lidvall, thank you so much for coming in. And again, the website to vote or to help out?
www.dancewithrockfordstars.com. Or you can always look us up at familycounselingrockford.org.